A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you, Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. The woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." And this is how Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Do you realize Jesus called this woman a dog? A dog, everyone. That's brutal, right? Can you imagine this conversation taking place today? Facebook and Twitter would be lighting up right now. You can see the headlines. Religious leader calls woman a dog. You have to ask yourself, why does Jesus talk to this woman in such a belligerent way? Does Jesus, who is God, think that some people are dogs, okay? The point Jesus is making was groundbreaking 2,000 years ago, and it's groundbreaking today. We need to hear this message. It's important that you and I understand what Jesus is getting at. So what we find in the gospel is this woman who is a foreigner. She is not an Israelite, she's a Gentile. And to the Israelites, everyone, anyone who is a Gentile or a pagan was outside of God's plan of salvation. And not only is this woman a foreigner, but she's simply a woman. And back then, women were considered second-class citizens. Therefore, this woman had no right, I mean, no right to walk up to a man and ask him for help, much less even talk to him. You just couldn't do that. And there are some areas of the Middle East you still can't do that today. So we have a woman who dares to talk to a strange man. She's looked upon by Jesus' disciples as an outsider, as someone who doesn't deserve God's attention. And she's also a second-class citizen. So you could say there is everything going against this woman. And because of that, notice what the disciples did. They disapproved of this woman. Look what they said to Jesus. Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. What we see in this woman is a universal symbol. We see someone who's poor. We see someone who's marginalized. We see someone who is different from us. She is a foreigner, and she's hopeless. And what is she met with? Well, she's met with official silence. She's met with bureaucratic brush-offs, and she's met with hostility. People all over the world face this same situation daily. You ever felt like an outsider? You know, maybe on the first day of work, when you walk in and everybody has their cliques and you just don't fit in? Or what about walking into a party? You don't know anyone, no one talks to you. Or what about your first day of class? You know, you sit down for lunch and you find yourself eating by yourself, right? Feeling like an outsider doesn't feel too good. Well, that's really what the disciples thought about this woman. They thought of her as an outsider. And Jesus knew that the disciples felt this way towards this woman. So what does he do? He does something very clever. He gives concrete expression to the theology of his narrow-minded disciples. Here's that concrete expression. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Doesn't sound good, right? In fact, it's embarrassing. Jesus' verbalization is authentic to what the disciples' attitude and feelings towards this woman. But get this, everyone. Isn't it shocking to put it into words and thrown into a face of a desperate woman kneeling and asking for help? But that's what the disciples thought of this woman. They were Israelites. And the disciples must have been embarrassed to hear and to see their deepest prejudices verbalized and demonstrated right in front of them. But get this, everyone. Jesus wanted them to face their own biases. And we too, we're meant to hear these words, because no one in God's plan of salvation is an outsider. No one sitting in this church is an outsider. No one in your families, I don't care how far they are from God, is beyond redemption. Because you got to remember what Jesus came to do. He is the personified Israel. He is reconstituting Israel around himself. And he's doing something that the Israelites failed to do. And what is that? To gather everyone from all the nations of the earth into the new Israel. He didn't care whether you were black, brown, or white, male or female, progressive or conservative, or from any other country. Jesus does not play identity politics. He is gathering everyone into the new Israel. And what is the new Israel? It's going to be where heaven and earth come together forever. This earth right here will be perfected. We will be perfected. Allow this woman to bother you, everyone. You know why? Because we're just like her. We're just like her. We need God. We need God to gather us into the new kingdom and adopt this woman's attitude. I love it. She refused to take no, and she went toe-to-toe with God. And what did God do? He gave in to her wish. Engage God day in and day out until he gives up and says, "Let it be done for you as you wish."